Hello and welcome to the Manological Podcast. It's episode 4 of series 10. On this week's edition, we hear about our recent fantastic sports days, we look ahead to Wimbledon, we look back at some 60s bands, we explore some famous landmarks, and we have a very exciting interview. You may recall we have been speaking to some former Manolos students this term who came here in the very early days of the school. Well, this week we have a more recent attendee who some of you may recognise from her sports and entertainment presenting. It's none other than Jolie Sharp. More on that later. Let's get things started with Roshan and Bobby from Year 4 to tell us about last week's Manolos sports days.
Hi, I'm Roshan and I'm here with
Bobby.
And we're here to tell you about Sports Day. The theme was beach, which was really good with all the decoration. The events people competed in were relay events, throwing events, sprinting events, distance events, and jumping events.
Sports Day was held on Thursday the 19th of June. Every sports day we do our dance. Last, then we have an event, then snack and have some more events.
Then we have lunch with our families and have some more events after. At right before the dance, we have some relays. The winners were, drum roll please, Griffins, and they won in both the infants and juniors sports day. I competed in every event possible with my jumper's high jump, which I jumped 1 metre. I got second and third in my sprints.
I did triple jump, 200 metre, hurdles, 75 metre and vortex. I got third and second. Aaron Pindolia broke the record for high jump and vortex. Loads of other people broke records, but he got higher. But he got really high on the high jump. Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends. I hope you enjoyed. Bye!
Next, here is Eliza from Year 4 with a game called Guess the Landmark, so please do play along at home.
Hello, I am Eliza and this is Guess the Landmark by the Clue. This is how it works. We'll give you a clue. This is when you come in. We'll give you 10 seconds to guess the answer. This is the first clue. What landmark in New York is a statue? The answer is the Statue of Liberty. This is the second clue. What landmark is in Paris that is a tower? The answer is the Eiffel Tower. This is the third clue. What tower in London has a big clock on top? The answer is Big Ben. From London again. What is see-through? It's an isosceles triangle and has a pointed top. The answer is the shard. What is the shape of a triangle in Egypt? The answer is a pyramid. Thank you for listening. Rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends. Bye!
On to music next. Here is Aria from Year 5 with a feature about bands from the 1960s.
Hello, I'm Aria and today I'm going to talk about different famous bands in the 1960s. Number 1, The Beatles. The Beatles were an English rock band formed in Liverpool in 1960. The band included John Lennon, who played the guitar, Paul McCartney, who also played the guitar, Ringo Starr, who played the drums, and George Harrison, who played the lead guitar. The band then broke up in the year 1970. Sadly, John Lennon and George Harrison had died, but guitarist Sir Paul McCartney is playing Glastonbury this weekend at the age of 83. Number 2, The Rolling Stones. The Rolling Stones are an English rock band formed in London in 1962. There are four core members of the Rolling Stones: Mick Jagger, who does the vocals, Keith Richards, who plays the guitar, Ronnie Wood, who plays the guitar, and Steve Jordan, who plays the drums. They have recorded 31 studio albums and are still touring in their 70s and 80s. Number 3. The Beach Boys. The Beach Boys have been a band since 1961. They were formed in Hawthorne, California. They include the brothers Brian, Dennis and Carl Wilson. Carl Wilson played the guitar. Their cousin Mike Love. Mike Love was the lead singer, and their friend A.I. Jardine. Their album Pet Sounds launched their career in 1966. The lead singer, songwriter, Brian Wilson, sadly died last week at the age of 82. Number four, The Doors. The Doors were an American rock band formed in Los Angeles in 1965, comparing vocalist Jim Morrison, keyboardist Ray Manzarek, guitarist Bobby Krieger, and drummer John Densmore. They were one of the most successful bands of their time, and by 1972, they had sold over 4 million albums and nearly 8 million singles. Lead singer Jim Morrison died in 1971 at the age of 27. The band continued as a trio, releasing two more albums before splitting in 1973. Number five, and finally, The Velvet Underground. The Velvet Underground were an American rock band formed in New York City in 1964. Its classic lineup included singer and guitarist Lou Reed, Welsh multi-instrumentalist John Cale, guitarist Sterling Morrison, and percussionist Mo Tucker. They are particularly famous for their iconic album artwork created by pop artist Andy Warhol. The 1960s was a vibrant era for music, and lots of music since then has been hugely inspired by that decade. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends. Bye!
Aria mentioned Glastonbury there. That gets underway this weekend and then is closely followed by another British summertime staple, Wimbledon. Here are Shaquille and Freddie from Year 4 looking ahead to the tennis.
Hello and welcome to the Manor Lodge School podcast. Today talking will be...
Freddie!
No, Shaq.
No.
Okay, Shaq and Freddie.
And we're going to talk about Wimbledon.
Wimbledon is a thrilling tennis series, almost like the French Open.
But it's in London!
Hey, that's what I was meant to say.
It's one of the most famous Grand Slams. Actually, the most famous Grand Slam. The 2025 Wimbledon Championships will be held from July 1st to July 14th, with qualifying rounds from June 24th to June 27th. The tournament will feature a total prize money of £53.5 million, a 7% increase from last year, with the singles championships earning each £3.
A key storyline for this year is the absence of line judges, with electronic line calling being used exclusively. The championships will also see the unveiling of a new 23-acre public park adjacent to the grounds, which will be open to public outside of the tournament period.
Qualifiers. Number one, C. Rodsek.
Court two, F. Misalit.
Number three, L. Reddy.
Number four, A. Minario.
Number five, J. McCarby.
Number six, V. Royer.
Number seven, A. Kazooks.
Number eight, A. Bolt.
And finally, number nine, O. Tarvet for Britain. First, we will do the main draw, which the players you will probably already know. The first one is Alcaraz, who won last year.
Next is Sinner.
After that, it's Medvedev.
After that, Novak Djokovic.
Sadly, Nadal is retired.
Also, there is...
Tatjana Maria.
Emma Raducanu.
And the amazing Jack Draper.
Anya Sabalenka.
Katie Balter.
Jacob Fernley.
Remember to rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends. Enjoy Wimbledon!
By the way, it starts on Monday and I got tickets.
Bring on the strawberries and cream. Now we have an extended interview with Jolie Sharp, as mentioned earlier. Jolie is a Manor Lodge School alumni who came here in the early 2000s. Since then, she has gone on to become a successful presenter, including on the Baller League, which I know lots of you have seen. She came in to meet the podcasters last week, just before Sports Day. And here are Cody and Davina putting the questions to her, with the rest of the group chipping in a little too.
Hello, welcome to our interview at Manor Lodge School.
My name is Cody.
And my name is Davina. And today we'll be interviewing a former student of Manor Lodge, who some of you may recognise as a successful presenter, Jolie Sharp. Hello, Jolie. Welcome and thank you for coming to speak to us.
You're so welcome. What a nice introduction.
Thank you. We'd like to ask you about what Manor Lodge was like when you came here as a child, how it's changed over the years as well, and what you do now. First of all, can you tell us when you came here as a pupil?
Goodness, yes, I was meant to remember this. So, I was born in 2001. So, I was here comes my maths. I said I was ready for any questions unless they were to do with maths, because I was never very good at maths. So, I started in about 2005, I want to say, 2005.
Yeah.
Quite a while ago. And I was just saying to my grandpa as I walked in that every time I come here, the school gets smaller for me because I'm getting bigger. I don't think I've stopped growing. So everything seems to be getting much smaller. But when I was here, it was very different. Well, parts of it was very similar. I still have my stripy dress, which is why I wore my version of a striped dress today that fits me now. But it was different in the sense that walking in, seeing all these millions of books, I'm peeking through. Is that still the year six corridor?
No,
what's
the year three corridor.
The year three corridor.
Yeah.
Year six have a big block of, like, near the AstroTurf. That was, like, a huge block. It's really good.
It's really good. Yeah, I mean, the infrastructure of the big white building is still the same, but I think there's been, since I was last here, probably 12 or 13 years ago, I think it's safe to say it's majorly improved.
Was your dress the same?
This dress was the same, but the blazer was different. But I was in unicorns. Is anyone here in unicorns?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in Phoenix.
Phoenix.
Centaurs.
No. Me and my brothers, I have two older brothers, and they also came to Manor Lodge, and we were all in unicorns. What's the best house at the moment?
Ooh. Probably Centaurs.
Yes!
Okay. You're all so quiet and well-behaved. I don't think I would have been.
Very rare.
Very rare. So it's Phoenix, Unicorns, Centaurs and Griffin.
Yeah.
Some things you don't ever forget, but yeah. That's when I came here.
What about your journey after Manor Lodge? How did you find your way into your job as a presenter now?
So I always knew I wanted to do something in front of a camera, but I didn't know if I wanted to be an actress. I wasn't quite sure. And when I went into secondary school, which some of you will be doing soon, do you know where you're going yet?
Oh yeah, I'm going to Palmerters.
Amazing. Anyone else know where? Can I talk to the rest of the room?
Yeah.
Does anyone else know where they're? Anyone else in year six? Wait.
I'm going for Palmerters.
You're going for Palmerters. What about you? Amazing.
Yeah, I'm sitting Habs in St Albans.
Nice. My brothers went to Habs. I didn't go to Habs, but my brothers then they loved it. And I always I took drama GCSE. Anyone take is drama? Everyone does drama?
Yeah.
Who likes drama?
Me.
Yeah.
We should have used production of Annie.
I heard it was amazing.
It was very good.
It was good.
It was good, yeah.
And then I did drama A level. And then I did, in fact, go to university, but I didn't stay at university. University is not for everyone. One of my brothers loved it, one of my brothers really didn't like it, and when I went to university, I didn't love it, plus COVID happened. I didn't really have much choice. And then I started looking for jobs, cut a long story short, and then this is how I fell into all of this.
Right. Wow, it's a very interesting story.
Yeah, I could go on for hours, but I'm conscious that you probably all have a bedtime tonight.
I know you as the presenter of Ballers League. I've been to see it live and it's so good. But any of our listeners who haven't followed it yet, could you explain what it is?
Oh, did you like it?
Yeah, it was really good.
Who's your favourite team?
I liked United.
Nice. Do you like Ginge?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. So the Baller League is a new football league. It's a six-a-side football league, and it basically mixes football legends like John Terry. I could list a bunch, and then also creators like KSI, Angry Ginge, and it basically mixes football with the internet. I should say its main stadium is Twitch and YouTube. Has anyone else watched it? Yeah, Baller League. Do you guys like it?
Yeah.
It's a very cool concept.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's very futuristic.
Very, yeah. And it's been for me, it's been a great springboard for other jobs too. So it's been a great experience. And season one's now finished.
Yeah.
Can't wait for season two.
Yeah.
It sounds like such a cool job. It must have made you pretty famous. Do you get recognised and treated like a celebrity?
I wouldn't say I'm super famous yet. It's definitely a weird feeling being asked for photos or when I'm out and about. The other day, I was in Liverpool for work and I was very tired because my train was at 6 a.m. and I got off of the train and I was half asleep and someone said, oh, can we have a photo? And you just have to wake up. And I was like, of course, you never say no, because without everyone, I wouldn't have a job. So I love meeting people that have seen my work or like my work. It's great. It's a massive perk for me.
Yeah. Mr. Gallagher showed us some of the people you've met and interviewed. Footballers, YouTubers, musicians, Formula One drivers. Who are the biggest names you've met through your work? And who would you like to meet?
Oh, I would say, I know this wasn't part of the question, but I think you'll want to know it. Does anyone like Formula One?
Yeah.
Anyone? Yeah. So my favourite person, we'll keep it a secret, but my favourite person I've interviewed is Daniel Ricciardo. So does anyone know who he is?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he lost his seat last season, but he was in F1. He's actually who made me fall in love with Formula One. And I loved him because the second the cameras went off and no one was filming, he was the exact same person. He was amazing. Who would I love to interview? I think I'd love to do some more work with the England football team. So any football fans in the room?
Yeah.
Yeah. England fans?
Yeah.
So I'd love to work with, I'm actually working with the England's women's team this summer for the Women's Euros, which is going to be cool. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait. And then hopefully next year I'll work with the England's men's a bit more. So yeah.
Meeting these celebrities, talking in front of the camera and big audiences, what's it like and do you get nervous?
Funnily enough, I get more nervous doing something like this, where I've got my grandpa in the room watching me work for the first time, than I do when you don't know how many people. So sometimes if I'm on, does anyone have Twitch in here?
Yeah.
So if I'll be on Twitch and there'll be, the other day I was with Angry Ginge on his stream and there was 25,000 people watching, but because you can't see them, you kind of just forget.
You were Angry Ginge on the stream?
I was on his stream, yeah. And because you can't see the people, it's less nerve-wracking. Whereas when you're in a small situation like this and you can see people's faces, if people look a bit bored, people start talking, you'll think, oh God, I should probably move on. But I would say my best advice for anything that you do and the best advice I always live by is always prepare. Fail to prepare, prepare to fail is kind of what I live by. So if you put in the work, you know that nothing can go wrong.
Yeah, that's a very nice motto.
Yeah, I do. I like that one.
You also post updates and videos online. They're really well edited and fun to watch. Do you make them yourself and which apps do you use?
So a little bit of a combination. I used to have a full-time editor that worked with me, but I just decided that I love editing my own content. So I do, I'd say 99% of my own edits. And it's definitely therapeutic. It's a great skill, but you can learn a lot about it on YouTube and online tutorials, and I just learned as I went. I was never an editor, and I use a great software called CapCut. I think it's really good, and they have a lot of preset templates. I really recommend that.
Yeah,
I'm a bit of a control freak, so I like to, if I'm doing it, then I can just make sure it's all right.
Yeah.
Do you think your interest in presenting, your passion for sport, or even the use of technology started as far back as when he came to Manor Lodge?
1,000%. I think that these years that you guys are in now are what shape you almost the most. And I always think back at my time at Manor Lodge and my time at secondary school as well, because it's all the people that you have around. When I was here, the facilities that we have access to at Manor Lodge are just out of this world.
Yeah, they are
crazy. So I think definitely everything. I still remember my year six production when I was here.
What was it?
It was called, it was one of Mr. Dunn's. Were any of you here with Mr. Dunn?
Oh,
no.
Your brother was. So he was my headmaster, and it was one of his own written plays. And I don't suppose you remember. No. I cannot remember what it was, but quite dark at the time. It definitely wasn't Annie. And I came to see last year's production. What was last year's?
Matilda.
Yeah, I came to watch that. That was great. It was not uplifting, but it was at the Radlett Centre, and I remember I shared the part with my best friend, Megan, who's still one of my best friends now, and that in itself taught me so much confidence. It was the first time big lights and big production, and now that's my everyday, which is amazing.
Is today the first time you've been back since you left as a pupil, and how much has it changed?
No, I'm really lucky. I've been back quite a lot because obviously my grandpa is the chair of governors and my mum is now also a governor. So I try and come back once a year, I would say, wherever I can. When this building was built, I came back. I honestly couldn't believe it. It's changed so much, so much. But I think what's really nice is that it still feels the same as well as when I was here. The walkway, the drive, although it's massively improved, you still feel very much at home.
Yeah.
Were there any teachers that taught at Manor Lodge when you came here that are still at the school today?
I think so. I think I walked past. Is Mr. Mason?
Yes. He's still here.
So he walked past. He definitely did teach. But is he geography?
No. He's actually 3M.
Yeah, he's that class. Oh. There.
What does he teach?
He teaches math. He's the head of class. He's form teacher, and then he teaches math.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he was here. Mrs. Lobo was also here when I was here. She's now
she's now our
headmistress. She's great.
Yeah, she is.
Great girl boss, we love her.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's others, actually. I'm sure.
Yeah, Miss Barnett left a few years ago.
Art teacher?
Yeah. She was the outdoor learning teacher.
Outdoor learning, but she was art before. Yeah. She taught me and she taught my brothers.
Do you still keep in touch with your primary school friends?
I do, yeah. So Megan, we went to the same secondary school and she's still one of my closest friends. We met at Manor Lodge I brought her back here when I came to see it 2 years ago and she couldn't believe it either, how much it's changed. So yeah,
What secondary school did you go to?
I went to Aldenham.
My brother was going to go there.
Really? But he didn't go there in the end?
No.
Where did he go?
St Albans.
Nice. So yeah, I went to Aldenham, which is close-ish to here. It's right next to Habs.
Yeah, I think we went there for book festival one time.
Oh, nice. Yeah, it's a lovely school.
Yeah. Well, what school is from different to what it was to what it is now, but I think we've established as the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
What house were you? No,
I can answer again.
Yeah, what house were you in and what was your favourite event in houses?
I was in Unicorns and my favourite was Sports Day.
Yes, yeah.
I love Sports Day. And I don't know if you still do this, I'm sure you probably do something a bit better now, but my parents still have on their keys a key ring of me and my brothers with your sports kits. Do you have your names on them?
Yeah, no.
Not anymore.
We have a house.
Your house. So I would have my name, Jolie Sharp, in blue. And it's me running with because when I used to run, I would run and my tongue would go out, like by mistake. And there's a photo of me running on sports day with my tongue out of my mouth, which is not what professional athletes do, but that's why I do not play sport. I present in sport and my parents still have it. So I love sports day. Do you guys like sports day?
Yeah, I love sports day. We've got coming up this week, actually.
Oh, this week?
Yeah.
When is it?
Thursday.
Who do you think will win?
Griffins.
Phoenix, hopefully Phoenix.
Yeah, Griffins are mostly very sporty house. What was your favourite subject?
My favourite subject was drama. Always has been, always will be. I loved drama so much. That was always my favourite.
What was your drama teacher here?
I'm just trying to remember.
Are you still here?
No. What was her name? Does anyone remember the past drama teacher names? Miss Tregenza was the music teacher.
I think Freddie knows. Freddie?
Was it Miss Courtney Davis?
No. It was before that. I don't know. But she was fab. She was great.
What do you think your favourite year was in school if you had to pick one?
I think I definitely loved when I was in reception because my brothers were still here. So the three of us, there was only one year where my eldest brother, my middle brother and I were all at school together. And I remember that quite well. And even before I came to Manor Lodge, I would come every day and pick them up from school. So I felt like I was here a lot longer before I was. But I would say year six, I remember my last day. I remember our year was used to be the assembly hall. So I remember year six was standing at the back, and is there now a Manor Lodge song?
Yes, there is.
So our year was the first year to have that, and we'd never heard it. And out of nowhere, in our final assembly, all of the rest of the school stood up and started singing this song, and I'd never cried quite like it. It was a very emotional day, so I'd say year six. It's great.
Yeah. I think I'll cry on that day. Yeah.
And actually, I remember in year five, I won an award. Were any of you here when Mrs. Smart was here?
No.
But she was the old headmistress. She was amazing. There's a chair, I think, for her in the garden.
And the Smart Hall.
The Smart Hall.
Named after
Smart. So Mrs. Smart, every year, would give out one prize to one pupil per year. And in year five, I won the Pupil of the Year. And I remember that was a core memory of mine.
I got that last year, in year four.
Love that. I never forget it. I'm telling you, when you're my age, you'll still think about it. I didn't really win much else from then on, so maybe that's why.
Are there any particular highlighted moments that you had at Manor Lodge you still remember now?
Sorry, I'm answering your questions before you ask them. I'm not used to being on the receipt. Usually I ask the questions, so I'm not used to this. But that memory, for sure, those two memories really stick out for me.
Having come here as a pupil, your family being governors, and visiting today, what are your overall thoughts of the school?
I don't think there's any school like it. I don't think you could go to a better school. I think it's amazing. And my grandpa and I were just sitting in the cafe. The fact that there's a cafe at school as well is just ridiculous. My mum would have loved that when she was here because, you know, have you ever heard the saying mother's meeting?
Yes.
My mum is the queen of a mother's meeting. She would always be chatting with the other mums and just sat in the cafe watching all the students. Everyone's so happy and smiley. It's such a lovely feeling.
Before we finish, we talked earlier about your career so far. So now looking ahead, what have you got coming up?
Oh, very busy time for me at the minute. This weekend that's just gone by, I was just working for Soccer Aid. Did anyone watch the football match? So yeah, the celebrity football match. I was in Manchester yesterday, and the Women's Euros is coming up. So with my job, things can be very last minute. So I could not know that I have a big job tomorrow, and I wouldn't find out until tonight sometimes. But locked in, I'm going out to Switzerland for the Women's Euros next month, which I am so excited for. And then there's the British Grand Prix at Silverstone, which I'll be working, which I can't wait for too. So lots of fun things.
Yeah, a lot of things. Yeah.
And finally, is there anything else you wanted to tell us about, or final message, or bit of advice for our listeners?
Yeah, for sure. I would say I have two pieces of advice that I try and stay consistent with, keep and tell anyone. And one's from my mum and one's from my dad. My dad said to me, and this was when I started I have a marketing agency that I started 4 years ago. And on the first day I started it, my dad said to me, fix the roof before it rains. And that basically means sort all the problems out when the sun is shining, so when the problems do come, you're prepared. And I loved that because it teaches you to prepare. And my mum's advice, and I have a quote that sits next to my bed that says it, is reach for the moon, the worst that can happen is you land in the stars. And I would just say, it's good, isn't it? Yeah. So always follow your dreams, and you'll always be your biggest fan. Whatever you do, whatever jobs you decide, and
believe
you guys, exactly.
Yeah.
You've got a while, so you've got to figure it out. But I read something the other day that Walt Disney didn't found Walt Disney till he was 40, and these majorly successful people didn't find their path till they were much older. Don't need to have it all figured out.
I like that. I'm gonna use that.
Love it. Good.
Thank you very much for coming in and letting us interview you. We hope you enjoyed it.
I loved it. Thank you so much for having me. You two have got a great... You should be looking to being presenters for sure. Very confident. And you guys are great listeners. So thank you so much for having me.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks very much to Jodie for coming in and giving us her time, and Mr. Arnold too. Thank you also to everyone for listening. We'll be back next week with the final podcast of the year. To play us out, here is Latch and Nate's GarageBand creation. We'll speak to you next week.
Remember to rate, like, subscribe.